Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Weekly Review. I'm your host, Lucky, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. Today, doing something a little bit different. I didn't really have enough time. I was a little slammed this week. Didn't have enough time to watch a new series, so I thought I would just go into my backlog of anime that I've watched. And I thought I'd talk about one, just to kind of go back to, because I make a lot of references to it, because it's probably in my top, like, three anime of all time. And probably the anime I've watched, probably put the most hours into. You know, a lot of people might be thinking, oh, this must be One Piece. It is a Shonen Jump. It is Naruto, however. So I'm going to just talk about Naruto as a whole. My complaints with it, you know, I've talked about it ad nauseum on this channel. But, you know, just for any, I like to kind of reiterate things, because we may have new viewers, listeners, whatever it may be. And so I just want to kind of, you know, do a review of Naruto, the original series. And then maybe next week I'll do Shippuden, or we'll get back to another. I'll actually watch another series. But so this is just the original Naruto episodes, like, I don't know, 1 through 126 or something. It was something along the lines of that, before Naruto Shippuden, basically. And I am going to cut out a bit of the filler at the end. So if you guys don't know, after Naruto, the series ended, it kind of went on just a filler brigade before Shippuden finally came out. When did Shippuden come out? Like 2007? That's something like that. Either way, let's just explain the concept of Naruto, just in case anybody here has not ever heard of it. It starts off with, you know, this rampaging fox named the Nine-Tailed Fox, and or Kyuubi in Japanese, and it goes on a rampage across all of Konoha, which is a village that the main story takes place in. And, you know, young Naruto the Ninetales is sealed into Naruto, the main character, at a very young age. And he grows up to be kind of a misfit. He doesn't have any parents, so he's kind of just always running around. I think, like, one of the first scenes is him, like, drawing faces on the Hokage statues, which would be like a Mount Rushmore type thing. Like, he's got, and the Hokage are the leaders of the village. And that's something, a recurring element in the series, is Naruto wants to become Hokage, all that other stuff. That's kind of idea of it all. But and then the idea is they're all ninjas, and, you know, it's the Hokage is like the best ninja in the village. Not all the time, right? It kind of shows that later on, that the Hokage isn't always the best, like, ninja in the village, but they're definitely, like, in the top echelon. And so we get to see Naruto go through, you know, having friends, or, you know, finding friends after being so isolated for so long, having a father figure in Iruka in the first episode. And it kind of goes on from there as his journey being a ninja, or as his journey, climbing the rank of ninja begins at the Ninja Academy, which, you know, and so the thing about Naruto is, and I'm not going to really go over too much of the story. It's such I feel like so many people have watched it that I don't want to go. I don't really want to state the story too much. I just in case there was anybody here who had never seen it, that's like a good starting point. And I'm going to go into spoilers. I'll just be real with you. Like, I'm just going to go into spoilers from the get-go of Naruto. I'm not even going to go into Naruto Shippuden. I'm not even going to go into Boruto and all that stuff. Well, I guess saying Boruto is kind of a spoiler anyway. But, you know, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Naruto, the original series, actually has some of my favorite fights, you know, because I feel like, and one, you know, I'm not gonna go into spoilers of it, but I'm gonna make references to like Shippuden. In Shippuden, I felt like they went away from a lot of the hand-to-hand combat that I think was so prevalent in the original Naruto. Because, and you know, somebody was mentioning that, or oh no, that's right. I saw a YouTube video about this. I don't know if you guys ever seen like the CW Flash. It's a show about the Flash from the DC Universe on the network CW, but there was kind of like it showed you know what the fight scenes were like before, and it was all like hand-to-hand stuff. And then at the towards like the last season, it's just the Flash throwing out like lightning at people. Like he's not even moving, he's just like throwing out lightning. And I feel like that's kind of that's kind of like an oversimplification of what happens in Shippuden. Obviously there are some really good fights, but everything becomes so gigantic that it has to progress that way, right? Whereas in Naruto, the original series, everybody's kind of like a base level, so there's not really too much of crazy jutsu that are gonna like destroy the whole planet kind of thing. Not saying that's a thing, but you understand kind of what I mean. Either way, you know, when I was you know, when I used to watch Naruto, one of my favorite fights was between the Kages, and once again, this is a spoiler. I'm just going into spoilers for Naruto, right? Not once again, not Shippuden, not Boruto or anything. But the fight where the third Hokage has to fight the reincarnated first and second Hokage. I just thought it was such a cool. Like this was where I felt like they did really, and I feel like a lot of shonen do this, where in the beginning their power scaling actually works out pretty well. Like you kind of realize, like, oh, there's nobody else who could do this fight right now. Like there's nobody who could deal with Hashirama and the second and Tobirama at the same time, even if they're like at half strength or I think even less than that in this version of them. But the reason why I liked it was because of all the fighting in it. Like there was such a cool emphasis on the hand-to-hand fights. And obviously, you know, having the having people like Rock Lee in there really facilitated to that. And so the taijutsu fights were really what brought me, you know, like so much joy every time I'd watch one of these fights, man. And you know, when it turns into no offense to Dragon Ball Z or anything like that. I think they did really well too. But when it starts to get into like the blasts and stuff, you know, you see it in all the shonen anime, right? Fairy Tail, what is it? Fire Dragon Roar. Like when it gets into like the blasting and all that other stuff, I understand the concept behind it. I understand why it's important, but it does take away a little bit from like the actual fight. Like when I actually want to see them you know, fight hand to hand. And so I that's what I like is that early Naruto. You know, if we let's go all the way to the beginning, right? In the beginning we start to see we get to see at least as early as I want to go, we get to see Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura take on Kakashi to get the bells, and that was a really cool. I remember I saw that a couple times because that was back when it was on Cartoon Network, and so I was watching. I was waiting for like a new episode. I was very like new to the whole thing, and so I was just like eating up Naruto. I was like, "Whoa, this is cool!" But yeah, I love the fight scenes. I love the idea of actually being a ninja, which I you know. Let's just be honest. They threw that plot away along the way. If somebody said this, and I think I've said this on the channel before, but Rock Lee is the only real ninja in Naruto. Everybody else is a wizard that wear ninja costumes. Changed my mind, and I was like, that's kind of true because you know Rock Lee doesn't have chakra or anything like that, so he's got to or he has chakra, sorry, but he doesn't have any ninjutsu or anything, so he doesn't get the chance to like you know throw these massive like flames at people or anything like that. Like he's actually got to do ninja stuff. But yeah, I like that first fight just because it really emphasized what being a ninja was all about, right? Like you have everybody hiding in the bushes at first, and then Naruto just comes out and, he's a shonen protagonist. He's got to do something out of the ordinary and all that stuff. So then we get over to like the Land of Waves arc, which is so it's so funny how much how popular that arc is. When you go back to it, like everybody remembers Zabuza, everybody remembers Haku. And it's so interesting to me because it's such an early, it's so early on, and it doesn't really, it lasts like a little while, but if you think about it, it didn't really hold. Yeah, no, actually, I guess it did hold some significance, right? I was thinking more of the villains, but yeah, that's true. It did unlock, it did, we did get to see Naruto in his nine-tail form for the first time. We got to see Sasuke activate the Sharingan. We got to see Kakashi Sharingan, which was very interesting that they revealed those two like in the same arc. And we got to see Sakura not do anything. But yeah, that was a really cool thing that really showed the talk no jutsu, right? Introduced that whole idea of it, Naruto talking to somebody so that they is talking to somebody to the point where they die. I just love that that's an actual thing, by the way. That's like that literally is like the embodiment of Naruto. But either way, going forward, that actually did have some of the more heartfelt scenes that I saw, and it was like the first time where you really get to see like the impact of these rogue shinobi like Zabuza and like Haku and what they do as these mercenaries and that being in conflict with what Naruto believes and so believe it. Going on to the next one, we have the Chunin exams obviously, and the Chunin exams takes up a big portion of it. Probably one of my favorite arcs in all of anime, because it's a tournament arc. It is a giant tournament arc. Although to be fair, I'm not really a big huge fan of the written part. I get it, like, and it's not like I don't. It's not like it's bad or anything. It's just compared to the rest of the Chunin exam, it's not exactly my thing. Although it was really, it's always cracked me up so much that Naruto ends up passing despite like having nothing written on his page, and even what's his name, Ibuki or whatever his name is like, I can't believe I passed somebody that has a has a blank page. But then we go into the Forest of Death, I think is what it's called, and we get to see a little bit more crazy stuff go on in there, some team battles, all that stuff. We get to meet Orochimaru for the first time and do that stuff. What I really like is when the one-on-ones start happening, man. Of course, we have the famous Gaara versus Rock Lee fight, which obviously everybody's gonna like mention that at some point. It's such a great fight that really brings a lot of things together. It brings like the taijutsu aspect. That was like the embodiment of what I really liked about the original Naruto was that. That get up close and personal fighting style, and now, once again, once we get into Shippuden, once we get into like the other ones, it tends to be like, oh, like get away, or I'm gonna do like a giant move on you and land it, and I'm gonna get back. Not saying that I don't like Shippuden, not saying that I don't like the later stuff, but the original fights I remember just being more consistently like what I like. But anyway, obviously, really, I remember, the what was it, the Hyuga fight, so Neji versus Hinata. I do remember though, they used a couple scenes like two or three times. If you guys ever watch that again, it's literally like they hit, they hit, they hit, they hit, and then it shows Hinata, then it shows Neji, and then they hit, they hit, they hit, they hit. Like it just shows like the same things like twice, which. That was kind of how it was. I've talked about like older shows like Mobile Suit Gundam doing the same thing. So, but it stands out in my mind. I don't know. I think that was the first time like where I clicked with me. Obviously, we could see Naruto, ascend up and beat somebody by a fart and other things, of course. But moving along to the last part of the tuning exams, we get to see some of the more memorable fights. We have Naruto versus Neji. We could see, obviously, in between that, we get to see meet Jiraiya and see him teach Naruto the summoning jutsu and how to control his Nine Tails chakra to a certain degree. And it's really awesome to see. It was really awesome to see like that fight again. I just saw it like the other day, and I was just like, man, this is such a good fight. Or this is just a good, like it, all the fights were just so good. I think there's only like what three. So there's Naruto versus Neji. There's Temari versus Shikamaru, which I love too. I always love to see geniuses outsmart other people. Like I just think it's awesome. And then I think after that, I might be missing one, but I thought after that was Gaara and Sasuke, which obviously gets us into the next part of this, which is the am I missing one? I just want to make sure. I don't think so. But anyway, then we have Gaara versus Sasuke, which gets us into like the hidden, I don't even know what they call it, but the Konoha invasion arc, I think is what it's called. Which is one of those things where just you start finally get to see like the stakes rise up, right? Because now we see the fight being taken place in their home. It's not like in the Land of Waves where there's this big fight. Like this is an actual like village versus village, the village of the hidden village of the sand versus the hidden village in the leaves, the village hidden in the leaves. Actually, I think they're just called the sand village, and Konoha is the village in the leaves. But anyway, we finally get to see, and this is one of my favorite arcs. This is one of my favorite points in Naruto because we get to see Naruto finally like take the lead. He's not beating people by farts. He's like actually using his skills that he's learned, and really, really coming in clutch for Sasuke, which obviously eventually begins Sasuke's going down to the darkness. But just skip past a lot of this stuff because we're running out a little bit of time. But I re really watching Naruto like take on a Jinchuriki, which everybody's probably like, oh well, he's a Jinchuriki too, but literally almost didn't use his power except for like the summoning jutsu. You know what I mean? Like that's where I was like, dude, this is awesome. But yeah, watching Naruto really turn, go into that and really go after Gaara, like that was awesome. And also changes mind, changes heart. And that is one of the most every time you see Gaara like going forward, Naruto is always like the number one thing on his mind. So but yeah, going back to the rest of it, obviously I'm gonna skip past a little bit. Obviously we meet Tsunade. She becomes she ends up becoming the fifth Hokage. I'm just gonna skip past that part. It is very good, by the way. We get to see Itachi and Kisame, so that introduces the Akatsuki, the big bads, for the next for Shippuden. But we also get to the point where we have the Sasuke retrieval arc, which, oh dude, it was just so good. I remember watching this and being like, dude, this is because if you remember right, there was a bunch of filler after this. And so I would always just go back and like relive the Sasuke retrieval arc because it was the most recent thing. The animation's up to getting up there too, and so we get to see really what the overarching plot is. We get to see Naruto and Sasuke's rivalry get taken up to another level, because sometimes in these rivalries, give you an example, Fairy Tail, Gray Fool Buster, and Natsu, right? They're always kind of in the same league for the most part. Like they kind of never go against each other unless it's like a friendly thing, or there's like maybe two times I can think of where it wasn't exactly friendly, but for the most part it was pretty much pretty friendly. And I when you see Naruto and Sasuke, and obviously you have Vegeta and Goku, but they started off as villain versus hero, but now they're friends and stuff. But this one is the one where it's like, oh no, like Sasuke is legitimately out. Like he is out. He's going straight to the villains and he doesn't want anything to do with you. That was kind of the first time where I was like, whoa, that was pretty nuts. We get to see the fights with like Choji and Was it Choji and the, I don't remember any of the Sound Village guys, if I'm being honest with you. By the way, I know I skipped over like the whole scene because I already mentioned it before, but the Hokage, the third Hokage versus the first and second Hokage, really, really cool. Also introduces the Reaper Death Seal, which comes into play a lot throughout the series. But going back to what I was saying, we have the Sasuke Retrieval arc. We've got the amazing fights with Choji, Neji. It really gets to show you like what level these genin are on, which by the way is one of the things I always go after Boruto for, but I'm just gonna skip past that. We get to see Shikamaru, Kiba, and even Lee come in, and then they get saved by the Sand Ninja, and this is like the start of their great relationship. So it's really awesome to see that Naruto, through his efforts, ends up bringing like two villages together. You know what I mean? Like that's awesome to me. But going forward, you know, now we get the Naruto versus Sasuke in the final valley, dude. And you know, the foreshadowing of it is just so awesome. You know, I'm not gonna say exactly what it's foreshadowing, but it's just so awesome. We get to see the statues. We don't know who these people are, right? Because we haven't had any mention of these people. I don't think they even well, besides Hashirama, but we don't even know who the other statue is. We don't even hear his name until the very first episode of Shippuden, I believe. But we kind of go in through this, and then we have this awesome fight between Naruto and Sasuke, which, you know, eventually like blows my mind because it's like Naruto loses. Like how many things have you seen where the main dude loses and that starts off this crazy event, you know, because you think like, oh, the Nine Tails will save Naruto, but then Sasuke has Orochimaru's curse mark. He's got all this stuff. And, you know, it's just insane to watch, you know, you get to see Naruto use his inventiveness, his craftiness, right? When he, one of my favorite scenes, by the way, is when, I can't remember, it was like Naruto grabs Sasuke and he has this giant thing of clones that eventually just smacks Sasuke into a cliff. So awesome, dude. And we have all of the flashbacks, right? We get to see a little bit more of Sasuke's, you know, what happened to his family? Why is he like this? Right? We get to see his family life before what was it called? The Uchiha massacre. We get to see all this stuff, and it's so cool, to see the juxtaposition between, you know, Naruto and Sasuke, because I don't think that's the right word. See the similarities between Naruto and Sasuke, because there are a lot alike, and you get to see that Sasuke and Naruto, they're really, really a lot closer than a lot of people would think, because, you know, they're always fighting, they're rivals, but it's because they're rivals that they're able to understand each other. Or maybe it's better to say that they understand each other, and that's probably why they became rivals. They understand what it's like to be alone, but you also get to see the difference between Sasuke's aloneness and Naruto's aloneness. And you start to realize Naruto was pretty close to going down that path. Naruto even says this during Gaara. Like, dude, the story in Naruto is just, it's really, really good. Before they kind of muddy it up in Shippuden towards the end. But it's just such a good one. And really, like, I just remember basing a lot of philosophy on it. Now, granted, I don't put my philosophy into that. But it's either way, man, it's such an impactful show. And it's just... So it's just such a that fight, dude. I just remember watching that time and time again. I remember back when AMVs were a thing; they would always go back to the fight time and time again. but yeah, you get to see, you know, after this, you know, Naruto really realizes like I gotta get stronger, you know, and that's kind of where it ends. Now, I do want to highlight there were some pretty good fillers at the end. There is a filler, and this is my favorite filler because it has I loved Rock Lee, right? There was a filler where I can't remember exactly the whole premise of it, but they have to fight another swordsman of the mist, and his name's Raiga. And this is where we get to see like some of Rock Lee's like special special moves or something like that. But Raiga's got this little kid on his back that has like this crazy ocular jutsu where he can like see things, kind of like the Byakugan, but like a little bit different. But you know, we get to see Lee. What was it? We get to see like Lee fight at, like unconsciously. Like, dude, I love that, bro. And actually, funny enough, that fight actually does come back to in Boruto. Like, not the ramifications of that fight comes back in Boruto in another filler. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It just because I was like, dude, that's one of my favorite fights. Like, I that's one of my favorite fillers. We have a couple other fillers. There's actually a really interesting one that I kind of liked. It was it kind of had that take on there's a funeral of somebody, and Naruto and a couple other people get sent as representatives so that they don't. And the idea is, no, you cannot laugh at the funeral, or else you don't get the inheritance. And I know that's like a movie idea somewhere. Like, I know there's a movie that did that, but yeah, I just thought it was so good, dude. It was so funny. Watching Naruto not trying to laugh and all these ridiculous things happen. But to be fair, there were some good fillers in Naruto, like towards that end part. Not all of them were great, but you know, that's how it goes. But either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. I'm gonna go ahead and give the original Naruto, I'm just gonna exclude the fillers, even though I know I mentioned them, but I'm just gonna say that the original Naruto gets a solid 4.2 out of 5. Definitely one of those ones that really like gets you. Yeah, obviously there are some things that kind of hold it back just from a hindsight 2020 perspective, but yeah, it's really, really good, dude. And I always tell people, once again, like, I think that they had some of my favorite fight scenes, you know. But, you know, some of the stuff in Shippuden just kind of goes crazy. So, either way, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. Once again, I'll try and figure out an anime for next week. I'm going to try and get Michael and Johnny in on this as well, because, you know, I think if we combine our heads together, we can watch a lot more anime and we can get you more content. Remember, guys, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, realreal@gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.